Good morning. Court Radio is now in session.
Welcome to Court Radio.
Call 1-800-359-1479.
And the lines are alight.
When you've got legal questions.
Do I have any legal recourse?
What are my rights in this situation?
Is that valid?
And I'm just wondering, what is the statute of limitations?
We've got the answer.
You can whip your pictures out in court and say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Right. This is Court Radio.
Let me go get the popcorn. This sounds like fun.
And now, here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome to Court Radio. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host, joined in the studio with my co-host, the one and only David M. Rappaport.
Morning.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You know, we're
starting to rain.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're typically not the guy who panics over this kind of stuff. In fact, you mock those who panic over this kind of stuff. What changed your mind?
What changed my mind was looking at the, honestly, what changed my mind? Seeing the radar of what the storm looks like.
How big is it?
It's huge. I've never seen anything the size of this. Really, I'm serious. I'm being totally honest with you. I usually think that the media overplays it and people run out and, you know, they buy their water and whatever, and usually nothing happens. And unfortunately, I think that's what a lot of people think now. But all you have to do is look on the news to really see that this is a superstorm, is what they're calling it.
Yeah,
it's a new term, you know.
Well, just to give you an idea, before the storm's even really begun, we're already in a state of emergency in Philadelphia, according to Michael Nutter.
Yeah,
the state of emergency began at 5 a.m. this morning, and will last until 5 p.m. Tuesday. So we're in for about two and a half days of
continuous rain.
Yeah.
But torrential and wind at very high, you know, 50 miles an hour.
Actually, right now, people, you should be a little bit careful about going outside. It's starting to drizzle. The leaves are starting to fall. And it makes for a slippery surface when you're driving.
Yeah, it's a real bad combination.
We see upticks in new cases around this time of year, yeah. Motor vehicle accidents where folks don't compensate for the slippery surface of the roadway and end up sliding through intersections. A lot of rear enders, intersectional accidents, and whatnot. We're going to do a potpourri this morning, folks. If you've got any personal injury questions whatsoever. Medical malpractice or birth injury questions, we're going to take them and give you your answers. You can reach us at 1-800-539-359-1479. That's right. It was just a little slip there. 1-800-359-1479 gets you into the studio where David and I will answer today your personal injury questions throughout the show. 1-800-359-1479. And the first caller with a good question who passes Larry's careful examination, the first one who calls with a good question will get this week's My Philly Lawyer Pack. That's right. It's cash. No, just kidding.
Take that back.
What was that? That was a slip o' the tongue.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, it'll be a hat. It'll be a cool My Philly Lawyer baseball hat, a fine My Philly Lawyer Parker pen, and other goodies.
Yeah, the cash equivalent of which is 50 cents.
No, actually, many dollars, David.
Okay, well,
many, many dollars.
I'd rather have the cash.
You're a hater. All right, so that's it. 1-800-359-1479 gets you through the door. The first one to ask the decent personal injury question will get this week's My Philly Lawyer Pack.
Very subjective there.
Oh, well, that's the way life is, isn't it?
I guess.
And
we are the kings of the show, right? We decide.
That's right.
So
we have a guest in the studio today as well, who's here, special trip here just for our storm show. This is the show of the storm. Yep.
Wow. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good sound effect.
We have Tim O'Gara from TSO Adjustment Services. Welcome, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me.
So your business is public adjusting. In a nutshell, tell us what that is.
Sure, no problem. Public adjusters are adjusters that handle property damage claims, and we work specifically for homeowners or business owners. And we make sure that the homeowner or business owner gets everything they're entitled to when they need to call their insurance company for some damage from a claim.
How long, Tim O'Gara, have you been doing this?
I've been doing this a little over 20 years.
Wow, you look pretty good for somebody who's been doing this over 20 years.
You haven't been beaten down by the insurance companies too badly.
They're trying, trust me.
I know. Hey, you're preaching to the choir on that one.
Folks, you want to write down Tim's telephone number. It's 215-886-7440, 215-886-7440, because some of you are going to be in the need of a public adjuster, unfortunately, sometime in the next 48 or 72 hours.
Yeah.
We can almost guarantee that some of our listeners will need the services of a public adjuster in the next 72 hours. You can reach Tim also at Tim O'Gara, T-I-M-O-G-A-R-A, timogara@gmail.com. You're going to be a busy guy in the next few days.
Yes, we will. We already are. Actually, we have old customers already calling, making sure we're available and ready for them should they need us.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, we're going to talk about the what things may be covered and what things may not be covered.
Sure.
In a minute. What I wanted to mention to you, Dean, is before we move on with that topic, was this is going to be the last time you and I get an opportunity to preach about voting.
No, I think there may be one more show.
Well,
that's all right.
Whatever.
But you can never preach too much.
No, and I do think there's some relation because
between a storm and the voting.
I do. I think there's some relevance to the two. Certainly, I don't think. Certainly, I don't think any party or any politician can prevent this storm from happening. However, this is not something that I think is in. This is my opinion, okay?
It's a David theory.
David theory, along with 99% of the scientists in our country and abroad, that global warming has something, or climate change. I don't like to call it global warming, but climate change has something to do with this. I mean, I don't know about you, Dean, but I've seen every storm, the past year. Year and a half, we've seen a lot of storms in our area.
Freaky storms.
Yeah, they're severe. They're the same storms that we've always had, but they have a severity that's unprecedented. And this is exactly what the scientists, if you look back at what scientists have said about climate change and how it's going to affect us over time, is that storms are going to be getting more severe. And they even have said that we're going to have these type of super storms, like this one. I mean, this is a crazy storm. It's huge. And it's really unprecedented in our history. Maybe in the 1930s, they think there was a storm that was almost as big as this, but not as. And I think that you should take that into consideration in voting, as far as what party, what politicians, what platform is the one that recognizes that we may have some climate change.
What can be done, David, about the climate change, though? What kind of decisions can a political system make would help us?
A, recognition of the problem. B, government regulation of industries and corporations and people that are contributing to the problem, emissions and things like that. Phasing those types of emissions out, going into different types of technologies like solar, wind, electric cars, things like that. These are things that, let's face it, typically are things that are addressed more by the Democratic Party than the Republican Party. The Republican Party is more of a party that doesn't really recognize climate change as being real. They don't believe in all the scientists. I think a lot of it...
They believe it. These guys are intelligent guys as well.
Yeah,
they believe it, but they say they believe it so that they can continue to profit from the...
That's true.
Yeah.
I will agree with you.
Let's be accurate.
Well, some of it has to do with religion, too, though, I hate to say.
How so?
Well, I think... I'm gonna probably anger some religious people now, but if you are of the belief that we are just in a place that's a way station for another place... heaven, whatever, then, and the end of days is going to be coming, then why would you need to protect the earth and worry about it? Who cares? This is just a way station. We're going somewhere else. You know, why invest money in all that on climate change?
I do say I'm going to stand up for those folks, because that's insanity. Because you know, you take care of your body and you exercise, you eat properly, you don't engage in excessive behaviors, because your job is to protect the temple of your body that God has given you,
Right.
So, so if you take that one step further, we really need to protect Earth. I mean, it is our home. So I'm not so sure about that, but I will buy into, I'll buy into your Republicans are bad for the environment and therefore contributing to global warming. I do think some truth to that.
I don't know if they're contributing to it, but they're not addressing it. And that's the issue.
Well, you either fix it or you're part of the problem, or you're part of the solution. Are they a part of the problem, David?
Well, yeah. And again, I'm going to be fair and say that I don't think anyone could prevent this type of storm from happening, because we're already at a point where we haven't done enough. But we need to start doing so. When is it going to be? I guess it's going to take millions of deaths and, to suddenly realize that we need to start doing something.
Okay.
And this may be that event. Who knows? But
we
need to start doing something. And this is a clear sign. This is a light saying, hey, let's do it. If you are a religious person, then maybe this is the event that the Almighty is saying to you, hey, wake up.
This is
time to do something.
If something bad happens in the next 72 hours, besides calling Tim O'Gara, you can reach out to the American Red Cross in Philadelphia at 215-299-4000. That's a 24-hour hotline, 215-299-4000. You know, there's many areas that are flood prone in Philadelphia. I just happen to have moved into one. Yeah, Main Street in Manayunk and the Kelly Drive are two of the most prominent areas in Philadelphia that sustain floods whenever there's excessive water.
Yeah, there's also another contributing factor to all this is the full moon.
Yeah,
the full moon, which the tides are at their highest when this storm is meeting the coast. So yep. It's like 10 feet. I can't even fathom it, but you know that all of the ocean, Atlantic City and all those areas are just going to be underwater.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the coast. Let me ask Tim, do you go down as far as Atlantic City, or do you kind of hang in the Philadelphia area?
We do. My team can get down there. Absolutely not a problem.
Okay. Wow. So that you, yeah. His team, Tim. His team. How many are in your team?
There's four of us.
Four of you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So they're ready to go from Atlantic City up to Philadelphia and all of the suburbs of Philly, I imagine.
All the way to the north to the Poconos.
Wow. Okay. That's a rather large territory. So, folks, if you need Tim O'Gara, who is a public adjuster, who will help you with your claims against insurance companies, because it's David and my experience that insurance companies, David, do they reach into their pocket voluntarily and begin pulling out the cash to take care of their insureds?
When your roof is off and the weather, it's raining into your house and you call them, they'll find some clause in your policy that might not cover you.
We're going to talk about clauses in the policy. That's what Tim's here for. But if you need to reach Tim, it's 215-886-7440. In the meantime, you want to talk to him, ask him some questions about public adjusting or about claims. You can reach us in the studio at 1-800-359-1479.
I think it's also relevant to say that you'll back me up on this, I think. When there is a disaster like this and the claims are numerous rather than, I think insurance companies are more prone to try and, limit their exposure. So they're going to take advantage of arguments that they might not normally, if they have two claims coming in a month from a storm, they're just going to, they're more likely to pay that. But when you have hundreds of claims, you're going to scrutinize your policy a little more and try and limit it.
Right, David. I think you're right on point there. These guys that work there, these claims adjuster that works for the companies, are already so overburdened with the number of volume of claims they have. When you throw a storm of this magnitude in, they are so crushed, so deluged with volume that, quite frankly, the homeowner's attention, their claim is just not going to get the attention that they need.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question that probably, will hurt your pocketbook. Okay. What are some of the things that our listeners can do today before the storm hits that may minimize the impact the storm has had on them?
Dean, great question. No, I'm absolutely happy to share that type of information. The first thing I can think of is if you have leaves in the gutters, you want to get the leaves out. If you have too many leaves in the gutters, the water's going to overflow your gutters, go right in your basement and flood your basement out, which I'm sure if anyone's experienced that, it's a terrible thing to go through. Some of the other things you can do is you definitely want to batten down the hatches, so to speak. If you have patio furniture outside, if you have portable basketball hoops in your driveway, make those things as safe as possible. Tie them down. Put them in an area of your yard where they're away from your house. You do not want something like that becoming a projectile and come flying through your bay window into your living room.
All right. So you got two tips there from Tim, and maybe we'll get some more before we get let him go for the day. But tie down outside furniture and equipment that may become a missile that will penetrate your home and do some damage, and clean out the gutters.
Yeah, I think even in this storm, even like planters, I mean, there's going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds. So anything that's lighter than probably, 20 pounds maybe or 10 pounds, you might need to think about securing better or moving it away, because it's 50-mile-an-hour more winds. That's pretty severe. That could lift a table up. Something that has, a long table that's not secure, that could get under the table. It becomes like a plane, the table, and it's flying in the air. So, yeah, securing everything would be a good idea.
And drainage.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Folks who have drains at or around their home, you want to make sure that the leaves are cleared from that as well.
Yeah. On your street, right.
What's the difference? We talk about, let's talk about water coming in from two different sources. One is you have a drain on the ground somewhere near your house, which becomes blocked, and the water can't drain away, and the water then seeps into your home from below, versus water coming in from above from, let's say, a clogged downspout. Is there a difference between those two, and is one easier to make a claim for than the other?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. When you have the heavy rains coming through, say, missing shingles or maybe an overflowing gutter or a clogged downspout, as you mentioned, when that water comes down into your house, that's the more likely avenue that will be covered under the homeowner's policy. However, when you get the rainwater that hits the ground and then moves vertically across the ground, so to speak, and seeps into your basement or into any other part of your house, that is the type of damage that you really need to have a specific endorsement on your homeowner's policy in order to be covered for an event like that.
Because that's considered like a
groundwater,
right?
Surface,
yeah.
Water, exactly.
So it's
right
flood.
There. Yes, right.
And
yes.
If you don't have flood insurance.
That's a type of flood. The true definition of flood is an overflow of a body of water, say a bay or a river or an ocean. That's in insurance terms, that's a flood. And again, that actually needs to be covered with a whole separate policy.
Okay.
You need to have an actual flood policy on your property. And David, you had mentioned that you moved into a flood zone. When you move in, typically the mortgage company will force you to get a flood policy if you're in one of those flood zones. So, and that, again, that would cover an incident of an overflow of a body of water.
Yeah, I'm next to the Schuylkill River. Overflowing a body of water that overflows its banks and brings volume of water into your house is a traditional flood, which would require specific and specialized flood insurance. Not everybody is eligible to get that insurance.
You're eligible, just not everybody needs it if you're not near that type of a body of water.
The other kind of insurance that is a rider on your regular policy would be just for a volume of water that comes into your home, not from a body of water, but just from a large storm like this.
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah. If you have a sub pump down your basement or drain in your basement, you can get an endorsement called an overflow of a drain or sub pump that will then give you coverage for when you have that water seeping into your basement that would otherwise not be covered without it.
Let me ask you a question about that. What happens for those homeowners who lose power and their sump pump then doesn't work, they don't have a backup or generator for it, and they flood? But their flood is more having to do with a loss of power and the failure of the sump pump than it is with having a volume of water. Covered or not covered if you don't have the specialized endorsement?
If you don't have the specialized endorsement, usually it's not going to be covered. However, all policies are different, and that's why one of the first thing we do when you call TSO is send out a trained representative who will review your policy and let you know everything that's covered and not covered.
You just brought up a good point. I want to ask you a question. Would you provide a service to a prospective client, and that is to review their policy when they don't need your services.
Absolutely. We do it all the time.
Really?
Sure.
All right. And how do people get in touch with you?
Give us a call at the office, 215-886-7440, or visit us on the web at gotso.net.
There you go. Tim O'Gara, who's a public adjuster. Folks, you probably are getting ready yourselves for this storm. And in the question is, what is it you need to do to be ready? According to the Red Cross and those who deal with storm preparedness, there's a few things you should do, like keep a battery-operated radio in the house for emergency
Who has that?
Broadcasts.
Who has a battery-operated radio?
Nobody.
Yeah,
but that's when you think about it, it's the only way you're going to get information once your power's gone.
And you can't rely on a cell phone because the cell tower might be down.
Yeah. Disconnect or turn off appliances when the power comes back on. If everything comes on at once,
right,
you may blow your box again. Make sure you don't go anywhere near power lines that might be down or may come down. Keep some non-perishable food at hand, like granola bars and energy bars, and some bottled water.
Right, not the milk and eggs that everyone buys when the disaster's coming.
No.
I never understood that.
Yeah, and especially, you know, when you lose power, you're going to lose the ability to cook.
Yeah, right.
From heat, anyway.
Unless you have a propane camping thing or something.
Well, we wouldn't advise that. That's going to be the last thing you want to do is start using propane in the house.
No, not inside. You'd go out in the 50-mile-an-hour winds and cook.
Right.
That's what people see. This is what I'm saying. It's you're going to the store and buying things that need to be cooked. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe if you do all your cooking today during the Eagles game.
Prepare, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe that, by the way, that they're playing? I guess it's not going to be that bad at the time that they're playing. Will they start at 1?
Yeah, 1:15, I believe,
yeah,
is kickoff.
It's going to be pouring rain, but I guess.
Well, that's what you do in it's football season.
Yeah, I guess it'll be.
1-800-359-1479 gets you into the studio. We're talking about this storm, you know, and the legal aspects of making claims after the fact. 1-800-359-1479.
I would say that as much as you and I argue that you need an attorney, and you do when you get into some type of situation where you sustain an injury, I would say that if you sustain a property loss or damage, you should call a public adjuster, regardless of what you think about it, because you never know whether you're, unless you're an expert in insurance policies, you don't know if the insurance company's limiting your rights or you're not, you know, finding something that you may be covered. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And like you just said, whether you're sure about it or not, if you don't have the expertise, just have someone look at it. Would you file your taxes without an accountant?
Right. Now, I assume, like us, you have the same situation. You don't get paid unless you recover some type of...
Absolutely. Contingent fee. Exactly right. We go to work many, many hours, and if for some reason it's not covered and there's no payout, we do not get paid. We only get paid if we're successful and get the settlement for the insured.
And usually it's more than what the insured can argue on their own, so you're not losing anything by using a public adjuster. Really.
We're going to make the pie a much bigger pie.
Right, yeah.
And the fact is that most folks, there's no way that they understand how much it's going to cost to bring back their property to the condition it was in before the storm.
Yeah, at the very least, I've seen that many times, even in my own life when I was younger. The insurance company will set an amount they think, you know, and they give it to you, and then you're burdened with the fact that you have to keep going back to them. Mm-hmm. When I guess at the outset, if you used a public adjuster, you would recognize it's going to take more than what you guys are offering. So give these people more.
Yeah, we want to look at the big picture.
Right.
You know, we want to look at all the damage, not just the obvious superficial ones, but what's behind that wall? You know, what's going on behind there that needs to be addressed on now so that these people get enough funds to restore their property to their pre-loss condition.
Right.
All right. Tim, we really thank you for coming out to Court Radio today to share some information with us. I'm sure if folks need your services, you're definitely going to be hearing from them. One more time, they can get in touch with you how?
Give us a call, 215-886-7440, or go on the web and visit us at gotso.net.
There you go. Tim O'Gara, thanks for coming in, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. So listen, folks, if you've got some personal injury questions or property damage questions, the, you know, the time is of the essence. So give us a call at 1-800-359-1479. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
It happened suddenly. You fell hard and your body's broken. You haven't worked in months. Your medical bills are piling up and there's no one to take care of your kids. I'm Dean Weitzman of My Philly Lawyer. Call us at 215-227-2727. For more than 30 years, we've battled for people just like you by making insurance companies pay. Call My Philly Lawyer at 215-227-2727. We fight for people who can't fight for themselves. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
If you've been injured, the road to recovery can seem long. At United Therapy Centers, we're here to help. Call us 877-510-7764. With leading-edge technology and our team approach, we provide the highest level of patient care with a pain management program developed just for you. If you've been injured, we can help. Call United Therapy Centers toll-free 877-510-7764. United Therapy Centers. Get on the road to recovery.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident? With your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
All right.
You're getting into the music? Is that what...
Yeah, I was giving the rejoinder a its full... chance here to win me over with explosions and all.
You know, the other thing that you know you're going to see, and I guess we should mention.
Well, let's first let folks know who just joined us that today is Storm Central here at Court Radio. That's right. It's already begun outside as we made our way into the studio this morning. Temperatures in the high 50s, and the leaves are falling, and so is the rain. It's a precursor to really catastrophic rains coming, according to every model that has been forecasted. Mayor Michael Nutter has already declared a state of emergency beginning at 5 a.m. this morning. It will last until 5 p.m. Tuesday morning, and the folks in the city are getting ready for what promises to be a flood of catastrophic proportions. All those areas which normally flood when we have a lot of rain, no doubt will be flooded. Main Street in Manayunk, Kelly Drive. These are areas you want to avoid at all costs in the next 48 or 72 hours. You should be prepared with some, you know, non-perishable foods, a flashlight, some candles. Be careful with open flames in the house. I guess that's another consequence. We have Tim O'Gara with us in the studio. Tim's the president, CEO, and chief executive of TSO Adjustment Company. They're public adjusters, and they're working in this area during the storm and all the time, actually. But they're really focused right now in the next 72 hours in assisting their clients. If you need them, you can reach them on the web. And we'll give out his number in a minute. But, Tim, what happens? Do you see more fires during floods?
Yeah, absolutely. All sorts of things happen. You're exactly right. They open candles. If the power goes out and people start bringing out those candles, at first seems like a great idea, but unfortunately they're hard to keep track of. The pets knock the candles over, little children knock candles over, and unfortunately you get a lot of fires. We also have the strange incidents where people will seem to fill their bathtubs up with water, fearful they're going to lose their water, and allow it to then overflow and pour through the rest of their house. Very, very strange, but we had quite a lot of that happening back in Eileen last year.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. And then what I was going to say was, you know you're going to see it on the news at some point, is someone trying to drive through, you know, a huge body of water thinking that their little car is going to make it, and then they have to be rescued. And certainly don't do that. I mean, I don't know what makes people think they can do that. You shouldn't be driving, really, at some point when the storm really hits, number one. And if you have to, then you better make sure you're in either a tank or don't go into a flooded area, you know? Just don't drive it.
Yeah.
Because you might not have the first responders there. They might be working on someone else.
Bottom line is, use your common sense.
Yeah.
Be careful. No open flames in the house that you're not actually right there watching at all times. If you walk out of the room, anything can happen to that open flame, and it's not a good scenario. And so Tim sees upticks of fires. He sees upticks of self-induced floods through people overflowing their bathtubs. And, you know, one of the tips he gave earlier in the show, folks, is that you want to make sure that your gutters are free of leaves. Any kind of impediment to allowing the water to flow freely away from your home potentially is a disaster when you have this kind of volume of water coming at you. Yes. Go ahead.
You know, Dean, something else I was thinking about is if you have the ability to add a temporary extension to your gutters where your gutters drop out, if you can add, say, an 8-foot length of PVC or a corrugated tube to the bottom of your downspout, that allows the water to channel further away from your house and prevent it from going into your basement and flooding out your basement.
It's really interesting you mentioned that, because I was at a home supply store yesterday, and people were buying, a lot of guys were buying that.
Yeah,
they were buying these extensions to put on, you know, because I know on my house the gutter goes into the ground and then the drainage pipe is under the, because that's one of the construction techniques. But some people's, it just goes straight down right to the edge of the house. And if water's pouring there for a long period of time, it's going to go in the basement.
Yeah,
right.
It pulls there and drops right through the ground and
right.
Goes right through your basement wall.
Right.
You know, Tim, your information will be, for our listeners, Tim's information will be on our website under today's Court Radio show. And so you can check us out at www.rmbphilly.com and click on the link for Court Radio, and you'll see Tim's information for today's show. www.rmbphilly.com. Yes, David.
Just to give you an idea of the breadth of this storm. I don't know if you noticed it, Dean, when we were driving in, but I saw someone building what looked to be like a boat, and there was like animals, pairs of animals that were lined up.
Uh-huh.
All right, so yeah. Hey, I try.
You are.
I try.
You are just a religious fool today. there'll be people marching against you after today's show. 1-800-359-1479 gets you in the studio. 1-800-359-1479. We also are open for any legal question at all. If you've got a legal question, we probably have a legal answer for you. 1-800-359-1479. David, personal injury is really was the focus today, which we haven't really got off the ground yet.
Yeah.
So let's kick this off with a conversation that we were talking about last week that we started but didn't finish. And that is, what happens when you're injured at work, but you're injured by a third party, like somebody not related to your employer or some company not related to your employer's company? It seems in those cases that folks might think they have a work-related claim and nothing more.
Right.
But we just handled a case in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, that we brought to a hearing successfully that settled for, or resolved, actually, the judge rendered a verdict in the amount of $450,000. $100,000 on behalf of our client, who sustained some pretty nasty injuries as a result of a motor vehicle accident while he was working. And you know what I was asked was, well, how can that be? I mean, I thought you couldn't get pain and suffering money when you've been involved in a work accident. All you get is your wages, which he did get, and he got all of his wages, and he got his medical bills paid. How did we get him money in addition to that, David?
Well, obviously, you said it was a motor vehicle accident, so the person who caused the accident wasn't him, another car, wasn't related to the employer in any way or to the work in any way. So he's able to make a claim against that entity, that being the third party. That's what when we say third party, an unrelated party, someone other than he or his employer.
Guess what happened in that case, though?
I don't know.
The at-fault party had a $15,000 policy.
Oh, that's all they had, right?
That's it. Is that unusual in Philadelphia?
No.
Is that unusual anywhere?
No, not really.
Yeah,
no.
People get, you know, you see those billboards I think it was Safe Auto.
Minimal coverage. We'll get you the minimal coverage.
Yeah, like a thumbs up. You can be legal, for 13 cents.
Right.
But what it gives you is $15,000 in coverage and nothing more. And they tendered that quickly. It wasn't Safe Auto in this case, but whatever the insurance company was that had a $15,000 policy, they couldn't get down to my office quick enough. You know, they delivered a check for $15,000. That would have been the end of the story for our client. However, his employer, not him personally, his employer had a $1 million uninsured and underinsured motorist policy, which is what you should have, folks. If you're, you know, if you really want to protect your family, you need uninsured and underinsured coverage.
And he's allowed to go to that, even though it is his employer's policy.
Uh-huh.
It's not a workers' compensation claim. It's a third-party claim.
As long as the employer has been kind enough to go out and purchase uninsured and underinsured coverage in the open market, and it's a private policy, then you can get it.
So here's the lesson, I think, from that. If you are somebody who works in the field, so to speak, driving a car for work, you know, traveling sales, whatever you do, you know, you go to houses and fix things, whatever, then, and you don't have adequate coverage on your own policy, then you want to make sure that if you're in a work car that's provided by your employer, that they have that coverage.
Absolutely. In fact, it's something maybe you can negotiate with your employer. Hey, listen, don't give me a raise this year, but please make sure you have $1 million uninsured and underinsured policy.
That's right. Otherwise, you're at the will of whoever causes the accident, and if they only have $15,000, that's all you're getting.
And you know how crazy it is? If your employer were some giant company or like the city of Philadelphia, which was self-insured, self-insured employers, you can't collect uninsured and underinsured coverage because you'd actually have to sue your employer, which the Workers' Compensation Act forbids.
Right.
But if your employer goes out and purchases from an insurance company a policy, then in that instance, there's nothing in the statute which would prevent you from making that claim. And we did. We understood those differences, and we made the claim for our client, and we're able to recover $450,000 on his behalf. 1-800-359-1479. That's where we are. If you got questions, we got answers about personal injury, or we're talking about flooding with Tim O'Gara, and any other legal questions you might have. 1-800-359-1479.
Now, I have a question about these claims. Quite often, somebody has enough damage in their house that they can't stay in the house while repairs are made because it's unlivable, it's uninhabitable. Are all of those expenses, living in a hotel or living in a residence somewhere else, are they all covered in most policies?
Good question, Dave. Yes, under most policies, they absolutely are. There's a section or a limit of money, a bucket of money, let's call it, that's put aside for what's called additional living expense, where the insurance company would owe to put you in a hotel, or if it's going to take, for instance, several months to restore your house, they'll put you in a long-term living arrangement, like a furnished apartment type situation. And absolutely, that is covered under the better policies, yes.
under the better policies. So some people might not have that.
Well, some people might have a limited amount of money. Their bucket might be a little smaller.
I see. And so with this bucket, if the bucket, they'll only give you the bucket. If the bucket runs out, then it's on you.
Bucket runs out, it's on you. Yes, it's absolutely one of the things you want to mention to your agent to make sure he looks at, to make sure that bucket's quite big enough to sustain you for at least a minimum of 1 year, should you have a catastrophic loss at your house.
See, and I liken this to auto insurance. Most agents, I would suspect, who sell you property insurance don't really go over that with you. I've never heard anyone talk to me about a bucket of money for living expenses if I have to stay out of the home.
They really don't. Nor do they like to point out if they sell you a very limited policy with very limited coverages. They like to gloss over that one.
Sure, of course.
1-800-359-1479. You know what? That's a great point, and it's a point we kind of try to make regularly here at Court Radio, and that is if you want to know if you've got the right coverage, you're already spending a lot of money for your coverages, and you want to know that you have the right coverage, the right amount of coverage, covers the right things, you need to talk to professionals. Attorneys, if you're looking at motor vehicle policies, or public adjusters, if you're looking at homeowners policies, you need to talk to them well before the storm hits. It is too late once the damage is done to get the policy you need in force. We review policies all the time for clients.
It's
one of the services we provide, and so does Tim O'Gara at TSO Adjustment. They'll review your policy just to make sure you've got the right coverage before catastrophe strikes.
Well, before is definitely the key word, because I know I've had a lot of clients where, you know, they've needed to change their policy, but it's always after the fact once they learn.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help them in that loss.
That reminds me of a client this week who we represented and have for a few months, only to find out after the insurance company did some investigating that the accident happened at 7:15 on the particular day, 7:15 p.m., and the policy was reinstated at 7:45 p.m. She was in a policy lapse during at the moment of the accident and thought quick enough that she phoned in from her cell phone a credit card payment to her carrier to get her policy reinstated 30 minutes after the accident. Once they uncovered that, they said, no way. We've disclaimed coverage for this loss, and we had to close the file. Yeah, it doesn't help, folks, to do it even 30 seconds after the loss. If it's after the loss, it is not going to help you with your current claim.
Yeah. And by the same token, I've had a lot of people tell me that they didn't think they had coverage because they canceled their insurance, but the claim was prior to them canceling it. And they think, well, now, an example is usually when they get sued by somebody. Let's say there was an accident a year ago, they were insured by a certain company, then they bought a new car and changed companies. And then that accident a year ago, suddenly the person makes a claim against them. And they call me and they say, well, what do I do? And I say, well, call your insurance company that you had. They said, but I don't have them anymore. Doesn't matter. You had them at the time of the accident. So call them. You are covered. And they will cover you and do everything they would as if they were there now. So, you know, that's on the other side of the fence.
Well, the other and another scenario akin to that is that there's always usually a period of cancellation from the time that they declare a cancellation will become effective until it actually becomes effective. There could be 30 days during that interim period where you're still covered, even though they have notified you of their intent to cancel at a certain date in the future. If you have a claim during that period of time from the notice until the cancellation becomes effective, you have all the rights and privileges of a policyholder in good standing.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot to be examined by a professional during this relevant period. And you're usually not the best person to kind of, you know, look at that because you're really emotionally invested in the claim, and you need a third party who can look at something with a cool head. 1-800-359-1479. We're going to take a quick commercial break, our final commercial break, and some of the people who you're listening to are a company that does financial loans during the pendency of your claim. And we use this company because we've reviewed their contracts and we found them to be the fairest and the most reasonable in the amount of money they charge. They all charge too much, and even the company would tell you that if you don't absolutely need to take a loan during the pendency of a claim, you shouldn't do it. But in those instances where it's life or death and you really need the loan, these folks do a good job. Give a listen to this commercial.
The crash was horrible. You almost didn't make it, and now you're just hoping to be able to walk again. I'm Dean Weitzman of My Philly Lawyer. If you've been in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, call us at 215-227-2727. For more than 30 years, we've battled for people just like you by making insurance companies pay. Call My Philly Lawyer at 215-227-2727. We fight for people who can't fight for themselves. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
If you've been injured, the road to recovery can seem long. At United Therapy Centers, we're here to help. Call us 877-510-7764. With leading-edge technology and our team approach, we provide the highest level of patient care with a pain management program developed just for you. If you've been injured, we can help. Call United Therapy Centers toll-free 877-510-7764. United Therapy Centers, get on the road to recovery.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to Court Radio. We're talking about flood damage from the... Does this storm have a name, David?
Sandy.
We're talking... Sandy, what's that? Like a cute girl on...
Greece?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Greece.
I'm thinking of Annie, I think.
Annie?
Yeah. She was... Somebody was Sandy and Annie.
Yeah, Greece.
No, not Greece.
Yeah, the musical or whatever. Yeah.
Can you sing that for me?
No, I will not.
Okay. 1-800-359-1479. I think that the folks who are listening today are really under the weather, you know?
I think they're all out at Home Depot and Lowe's and all those other places trying to get supplies or at the market.
Yeah, it was crazy yesterday. I drove around probably around 6:30 last night to pick up some food, but just, you know, not because of the storm, just because it was time to get some food. And every place was mobbed.
I was going to say, if there's a problem with the economy, I certainly didn't see it at Home Depot last night. As I told you, lines out the door for they only sell one type of generator, $700. And with tax, I guess it's almost $800. And they were lined out the door. They couldn't bring them out of the stockroom quick enough. As they brought them out, someone would take it. They had a system. Bring one out, give it to the person, they go pay. Bring it out. And it was,
it's funny. I had a conversation.
800.
I had a conversation with E. Stephen Collins yesterday, who said that, you know, he was looking to get a generator. And he said his electrician said there are none available. the whole world is running for generators. Yeah. That's not true. You said that there were, at least at the Home Depot you were were generators.
I think it depends. There's different kinds. The ones that they were buying at Home Depot were the small gas powered that last maybe 8 hours on a tank of gas, and they really only power maybe one or two appliances.
Okay.
He might have been talking about whole house generators that are powered by propane that will run your whole house, and that needs to be installed by a professional.
I would say, though, that like most folks who...
It was the smaller one he was talking about.
Come to us after the fact, it's too little, too late.
Right.
Mr. Collins was ill prepared.
That's right. He waited till everyone was buying one. As usual, he fell short.
Well, what happens is, you know, it is like anything else. It's not something you want to think about before it happens.
Right.
Because you feel like it's like buying an insurance policy. You really can't see it, feel it, touch it. It's better if you want to spend your money, you go out and buy something that you can touch and play with.
Well, you're also spending money on something that you don't want to happen, and that's not a savory thing to do. Because you just assume it's never going to happen to you.
Right.
You don't want it to. It's a bad thing. So, you know, you avoid it.
But you know how it's gratifying to have spent the money and know that when the time comes, you have what you need. And you don't have to listen, as E does, to Lisa. He doesn't have to listen to Lisa complaining when they're walking around with a flashlight in their hands.
Oh, worse yet, like in my neighborhood where I see my neighbor up on the hill with all his lights on. And
only you.
And I'm dark.
Like the poor stepchild that you are.
My house is totally dark with a flashlight going around, and you see his lights are on. And
you didn't get a generator?
I haven't gotten one yet.
How easy is it for you to lose power in the country where you live?
Well, for some reason, my area, as I said, you just purse your lips together and go, and if you hit the right power line, you're done.
Yeah.
My power goes out regularly in storms, so I'm thinking in this one it's going to go out. But like E, I have to admit, I've waited till too late. I can't get a generator now. I'm done. So I will be calling you, Dean, to use your shower and your cooking appliances and everything.
Yeah. Well, they're there for the taking, for a small fee, of course. Let's talk to Terry from Pine Hill, New Jersey. Terry, good morning and welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm calling on behalf of my son. He had applied for military service. Scored an 86, did very well on the test. And when it was time to, you know, go through the background check, we found out that he, back in 2010, he was at a party in Florence, New Jersey. And he was the only African-American at this party. And the police came into the party, and my son was standing talking with his friend at the party. Apparently, someone had marijuana down in the basement, and they arrested my son, his friend, and one other young man who were in close proximity. And they did not take anyone else in. So the case went to court. The lawyer we had said that it had been reduced to a noise ordinance after they had gone into court and everything. And now we come back and find out that because he was charged with possession, that the military is denying his application.
Well,
I'm not sure what to do because it's very frustrating.
One of the things you can do is you can get yourself an attorney who knows about expungements, because matters that result in charges, arrests, but not convictions, are definitely expungible. They're erasable. Versus charges that actually result in convictions. Felonies, you're never going to get them expunged. They're
right.
With you for
okay.
life. Even misdemeanors, okay. you're not going to get expunged. They're with you for life. Summary offenses, such as the noise ordinance that your son was actually convicted of, that's expungible as a summary offense, as well as things that are just arrests and not convictions. So it's possible that your son can clean up his record and then reapply, and it won't be there. So that's okay. my suggestion for you. If you'd like to talk to us about that during the week, you can give us a call at the office at 215-227-2727. 215-227-2727. Thank you very much, Terry, and have a great Sunday. And keep prepared for this storm. You're in New Jersey, I see, huh? How close are you to the shore?
Yes. I'm about 40 minutes from the shore. I'm actually headed to the breast cancer walk this morning because they're going to do that even though the rain is coming in. So
wow.
I've already battened down the hatches. We should be ready for the storm.
You're okay. A soldier. No matter what happens. You're a soldier. All right. Good luck with this. Good luck with the walk today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That was Terry from Pine Hill, New Jersey.
They should call it the slosh.
Yeah.
Where's that sound effect, Kyle? There you go.
Wow, hands free.
He summons
it with his mind.
I don't even know how he did that.
He's a summoner. Yes. It's that new hairdo he's sporting. he's got sound effects hidden in his hair. yeah. I used to have a friend when I was in elementary school, Demetrius. He had a fro so big it was its own area code. He would have his family hidden there. And Kyle's on his way. Yeah, he's in the weeds. Okay. 1-800-359-1479. If you got a question, we got an answer. So where were we? We were talking about, of course, we're talking about the storm with Tim, but we were also talking about personal injury. We were talking about workers' compensation, and we were talking about there are exceptions. Usually, when you have a workers' comp case, you have a claim for your injuries and your wages. Nothing more than that. You're not permitted to sue your employer in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware for pain and suffering. You can't bring a traditional claim against your employer. You've given the right up to do that, or the legislature has given up that right on your behalf. So that, and people often ask me, why is that? Why can't I sue my employer, even when they were nasty and really negligent, and they did something that caused me to be injured and maybe catastrophically injured, maybe never be able to work again injured? You can't sue them because it used to be that, you know, when back in the old days, when you had to actually prove your employer's negligence in order to get wages and your medical bills paid. And so you'd engage in years of litigation, and your employer was better positioned to handle that. And so you, the poor worker, you were without wages and you were without medical treatment when your employer fought you on your workers' comp claim. Nowadays, you don't have to prove fault. All you need to show is that you were injured. It's a much, much easier burden. In exchange, though, you had to give something up. And what you gave up was the right to collect for pain and suffering against your employer. That's kind of the basis for the Workers' Compensation Act. And it's been working. So, you know, you give up your right except in certain limited circumstances. And we had one of those last week where we represented an employee who, by the way, was represented on his workers' comp case by Jeffrey Gross, a friend of ours who handles most of our workers' comp. All of our workers' compensation claims Jeff handles with aplomb. And we brought a claim against the employer's insurance company for uninsured or underinsured motorist protection, and we're able to collect $450,000 for this injured worker on top of his workers' comp claim. Folks, if you're listening, you can reach us at 1-800-359-1479 during the week, or I should say on Sundays from 7 to 8. But during the week, you can always get me at 215-227-2727, where I am Monday to Friday from early morning to late at night. 1-800-359-1479 gets into the studio only Sunday mornings. Thereafter, you can get me either at www.myphillylawyer.com or 215-227-2727. If you're calling and you're on the line, stand by and we'll get your question and be able to answer it during the week. But right now, we're going to turn the microphone over to the man who failed to get a generator, who's ill-prepared for Sandy, the one and the only E. Stephen Collins in Philly Speaks, coming up next.